Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Kelim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Chas, Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnah is being learned Masechas Hasbas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Avinu Zivug Hagon, Bikarav Mamesh. And we've been discussing different levels of Kedusha. We had already said that Eretz Yisrael was more Mekodesh than all the other lands, and the walled cities within Eretz Yisrael are more Mekodesh than other cities. Now the Mishnah discusses Yerushalayim itself, and we know that Yerushalayim is a walled city. So Lefnim and Achayim Mekodesh Mehem, within the wall of Yerushalayim is more Mekodesh than other cities. What's its level of Kedusha? Sha'echlin Shem Kachim Kalim, Meiser Sheni, lighter level of Kachim, that's called Kachim Kalim. For example, a carbon shlamim or a carbon taida, and also Meiser Sheni, which is the produce of years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle. Certain Meiser called Meiser Sheni has to be taken off. These two things are allowed to be eaten within the entire wall of Yerushalayim. Next level, Har Habayis, Mekodesh Mimenu, the section that's called Har Habayis, which is 500 by 500 Amos, that's a higher level of Kedusha. She'ein Zavim V'Zavayis Nidus V'Yodis Nekrasan L'Sham, somebody who's a Zav, Zava, Nida, or a woman after childbirth who hasn't become Tahar yet, they are not allowed to go into Har Habayis at all. On to the next level, Hachel Mekodesh Mimenu, the Chel, which was basically a 10 Amma section around the entire perimeter of the Beis Hamikdash itself. That's a higher level of Kedusha, She'ein Gaim U'Tmei Meis Nechas L'Misham, that a guy or somebody who's Tamei Meis is not allowed to go there. Next level, Ezos Nashim Kedesh Mimenu, the Ezos Nashim, which is the first courtyard in the Beis Hamikdash, that's more Mekodesh than the Chel, She'ein Tful Yom Nechas L'Misham, somebody who was Tamei and went to the mikveh that day, but it still has not yet reached nightfall, so that Tavol Yoim is not allowed to go into the Ezos Nashim. However, Vein Chayav Anol HaChatos, a person is not going to be Chayav HaChatos for this situation. Now the next level, Ezos Yisrael Mekodeshes Mimena, the Ezos Yisrael, which is the next section of the Beis HaMikdash, that's basically the first 11 Amos of what we call the Azara, which is where the Mizbeach and the Kiyor is, and where all the Karbonis are processed. So the first 11 Amos are called the Ezos Yisrael. That's more Mekodesh than the Ezos Nashim. She'ein Mechusar Kippurim Nechus Hashem, a person who's Mechusar Kippurim, which as we know from an earlier Mishnah, means that he has to bring Karbonis in order to complete his Tahara process. He's not allowed to go into the Ezos Yisrael, and if he did, V'chayavan Olei HaChatos, one would be Chayav HaChatos for going there. On to the next level, Ezos HaKeihanim Mekudeshes Mimena, the Ezos HaKeihanim, which is the next section of the same Azara, that's more Mekudesh than the Ezos Yisrael. She'ein Yisrael Chasal Nesham El B'Shas Tzorcheihem, a regular Yisrael is not allowed to go there unless they need to, meaning unless they're bringing a Karbon and they're being involved in the Avodah, namely, L'Smicha, L'Shchita, L'Tenufa, either they're doing Smicha on their Karbon, which is leaning their body weight on it, they're doing Shchita on their Karbon, or they're waving about parts of their Karbon. That's the only time that a Yisrael is allowed to go into Ezos HaKeihanim, but besides that, a Yisrael is not allowed there, so we see it's a higher level Kedusha. On to Mishnah Tes with even more levels. Bein ha'ulam v'la mizbeach, mekodesh mimena. In between the ulam and the mizbeach is more mekodesh. What's this area of the Beis HaMikdash? So we know when a person walks into the Azara, as we had just said in the previous Mishnah, there's Ezos Yisrael, then Ezos HaKeihanim, a little bit in front of him is going to be the mizbeach, and then further, deeper into the Azara, you have a space, and then the ulam, which is the first part of the main structure of the Beis HaMikdash. That's whenever you see the pictures. You see this very tall building. The beginning of it is the ulam. So in between the ulam and the mizbeach is a higher level kedusha. What's that? She'ein Bali Mum Nepurei Rosh L'Chasal Nesham. A Kainos Bal Mum, he has a blemish, or he doesn't have his hair cut properly, so they're not allowed to go there. In other words, that means only particular Kehan were allowed to be doing Avodah are allowed to be there. Next level, HaHechol Mekodesh Mimenu. The Hechol is more Mekodesh than that. The Hechol is where the Mizbeach Hazav and the Menorah and the Shulchan are in. That's inside the actual building part of the Beis HaMikdash. That's more Mekodesh in what way? She'ein Nechaz Hashem Shaloi Ruchot Yedan Raglayim. A Kayin who didn't wash his hands and feet yet from the Kiyar is not allowed to go inside the Hechol. Now, Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kodesh Mehem, the Kodesh Kadoshim is more Mekodesh than them. She'ein Nechaz Hashem El Kayin Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim B'Shas HaAvodah. The only one that's allowed in there is the Kayin Gadol on Yom Kippur when he's doing Avodah. Besides for that, no one's allowed in the Kodesh Kadoshim. He says, B'Chamisha Dvarim Bein Ulam HaMizbeach Shav HaHechol. There are five things that the area between the Ulam HaMizbeach are similar to the Hechol. What are those? She'ein Bal Mumim U'Puri Reish Shesuya Yayin V'Shalayu Chutz Yudayim Raglayim Nechasal Masham. That a Bal Mom, a Kohen who doesn't have his haircut properly, a Kohen who drank wine, a Kohen who didn't wash his hands and feet, they're not allowed to go in this whole area, meaning not just into the Hechol, but also in between the Ulam HaMizbeach, and also Uparshin Mibeinu Ulam HaMizbeach. At the time of bringing the Ketores, everyone has to leave the area between the Ulam and Mizbeach. The Pasuk tells us that when the Ketores is being brought, that no one's allowed to be in the Oil Ma'id, no one's allowed to be in the room where the Ketores is brought. So that means that on a daily basis, when the Ketores is brought twice during the day, in the morning and in the afternoon, in the Hechal, on the Mizbeach Hazav, not only are Kaihanim not allowed to be in the Hechal or in the Ulam, they're not allowed to be in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach as well. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph and Beis, which is really, in a way, the beginning of the Masechta, as we know its name, Maseches Kelim, because we're going to be discussing all different types of Kelim. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.